From the Democratic Republic of the Congo comes news of a massacre last Thursday. It was in the northeastern part of the country, and it happened just after the Congolese government and rebel leaders signed an agreement on a transitional government. The reported massacre seems to set records for that country in terms of how many people were killed in how short a time. Hamadoun Touré is spokesman for the UN mission in the country and is in the capital, Kinshasa. Mr. Touré, first of all, what were the numbers of in this mass killing?
Well, when our investigators came there, they were shown a list compiled by the local authorities on the ground saying that 966 people were summarily executed.
966 people were executed?
Yeah.
This happened over how many hours, do you think?
Well, they said it started at 5:45 and ended at about 8. So 2 hours and 15 minutes, if you want. And they told us the assailants included men, women, and children. But they didn't give a number.
Mr. Touré, who is fighting whom in this part of the Congo?
Well, you know, in the whole region, we are used to having these ethnic problems. But of course, what people usually call ethnic hatred is fueled by political leaders who want to meet their own political ambitions. So it's difficult to say who did it.
But you say it's difficult to tell who did it. Is it easy to tell who the victims of these killings were?
Well, it's difficult as well because we didn't go into the mass graves to identify the victims. But according to the information we received, most of the victims were Hema tribesmen.
Hema tribesmen?
Yeah, we usually have this kind of opposition between Hemas and Lendus. But it's difficult to say if it's just an ethnic problem or if there is something else behind it. The investigation will tell.
You said that this involved men, women, and children. Were you speaking of the victims or the assailants or both?
The assailants. That was what we were told by the eyewitnesses. This is what is unusual. Usually we don't have women and children in the fighting. It's very hard to understand.
Can you put it in some context for the region? Now, how bad have things been in that part of the Congo that relations between these two tribes have sunk to such an atrocious level?
Well, the difficult relations, as I told you, were known, were very well known, but we were hoping to mend fences and to bridge the gap between them so that they can live together in the what we call in the transitional rule of the DRC government.
And Mr. Touré, is this exceptional? That is, throughout the rest of Congo, has the peace agreement, the agreement on power sharing that was signed last week, does that
well,
seem
let,
to
have... We have some problems between rebel groups and armed groups, between Maimai and rebel groups, but this huge, figure in terms of mass slaughter is really exceptional. And it's threatening for the peace process.
Well, Mr. Touré, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Bye.
Hamadoun Touré is spokesman for the United Nations mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He spoke to us from the capital city, Kinshasa, about a slaughter in the northeastern part of the country. 966 people, by the UN's count, were executed in the space of just over 2 hours.